الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي الطريف الأدي بن حاتم الطائي رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: من حلف على يمين ثم رأى أتقى لله منها فليأتي التقوى. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. The hadith that we had read, that when a person takes a qasr in the name of Allah Ta'ala, and after that he sees something more better than that qasr what he took, then he should give the kafara, break that qasr and do what is better. For example, a person takes a qasr with somebody, I'll never speak to you again, and he takes a qasr in the name of Allah. But then he realizes, no, this is wrong. A Muslim brother, I should not cut my ties with him. So it's necessary that he breaks that qasam of his, he pays the kafara. Or a person says that I take qasam, I won't come to your janazah namaz. Or anything like that. Then it's necessary to, when he sees, when he realizes, in that state of anger he said that, but now later he realizes that it was wrong what I did, then he should break his qasam, pay the kafara and do what is the right thing. With regard to this hadith, the narrator of the hadith, Adi ibn Hatim al-Ta'i, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, an eminent sahabi, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as part of a delegation in Shaban 9 Hijri, that is towards the end of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was originally a Christian, but proved to be a very good Muslim after accepting Islam. He was very generous and respected. He greatly honored Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He passed away in 67 Hijri, and the 66 ahadith are narrated from him. In further commentary with regard to this hadith, it is important to understand that taking an oath is a serious matter according to the hadith and books of jurisprudence, because Islam does not permit taking the name of Allah merely to please somebody. Taking a qasam, some of us got a habit that every second word by Allah, I take qasam of Allah. That is not at all a proper thing. Allah's name should never be made, na'udhu billah, so cheap. Allah is the greatest, most honorable. And Allah's name cannot be used for many times also. For our own personal things, we use the name of Allah Ta'ala. And for wrong agendas, we use the name of Allah Ta'ala. This is very, very unbecoming of a Muslim. Allah is very great. His name is very great. His name should not just be used for small, small, trivial matters. When there is a real serious matter and a person wants to take qasam in the name of Allah, he may do so. But it must be a serious and a proper matter. And as this hadith also indicates, that a person takes a qasam on something and afterwards he sees something better. In other words, don't just take qasam for every small, any and everything. Many of us got this bad habit that for everything I take qasam by Allah. Especially in business also, that what we, I paid so much for it, these goods are like this, and we take qasam just to make a few rands profit, to use the name of Allah is unbecoming. Similarly, to read Durood Sharif to impress a customer that I'm very pious or got lost love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that also should be totally avoided. We shouldn't use Allah's name, His Rasul's name, for our worldly purposes. So a person should not just take the name of Allah Ta'ala for any and small thing. Hence, one should take an one who takes an oath should honor it. And when we take the name of Allah, then that qasam that we took, we should honor it. We should fulfill that qasam. That is when it is the correct thing that we have taken a qasam on. And as explained in this hadith, when we see afterwards something more better than the thing on which we took qasam, we should break that qasam. And so the name of Allah Ta'ala, you are now reversing it, which is not a good sign. But when necessary, it should be done. The hadith explained that once an oath has been taken, and another option in which there is greater Allah consciousness becomes apparent, the latter should be adopted. When we do take a qasam and we realize later not only that it was wrong, but there is something better than that, though that was even correct, but something better, we should break then that qasam, pay the kafara and do what is the better thing, what is the correct thing. Similarly, if the oath entails the performance of a sin, it should be abandoned and compensation should be made for it. And if it is a sin a person to take qasam on, then definitely that he should break it. And it is very unbecoming of a Muslim to take a qasam of Allah Ta'ala for a sin. That is very, very bad. That we should avoid totally. If it is not of the preferred thing, then we should break that qasam. But for a sin, we should never take qasam of Allah Ta'ala on a sin. The compensation for having broken a vow is to feed or clothe 10 people. Normally, generally what is accepted at a time and at a place, the normal clothing of a person or the food, if a person has to, the kafara of it is, he must feed 10 people or give 10 people a set of clothing. That is the kafara of that. Only if this is beyond a person, will one be obliged to fast for 3 consecutive days. If a person cannot afford this, to feed 10 people or to clothe 10 people, then he should keep 3 rozas consecutively, one after the other, as compensation for breaking his qasam. So this hadith teaches us many things. One is the greatness and the great honor of the name of Allah. We should not use the name of Allah for small things, for worldly matters, and worst of all, for sinful things. We should never ever use the name of Allah Ta'ala. If we do take the name of Allah, honor what we have said. If we have done it and we see something better, then we break that qasam, pay the kafara and do what is better. And never must we take a qasam on a guna, on a sin, using Allah's name. That is most far-fetched and unbecoming of a Muslim, that he will use Allah's name for guna. So our deen is valuable and precious. The most valuable thing for us is our deen. Unfortunately today, when we have not made effort for deen, we think dunya is valuable. And everything of dunya we give great preference to. But we as Muslims, we should give our great preference to deen, and dunya as a necessity, we should see to it also. But our preference in everything must be deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.